from one great height to a depth.
Very dramatic.
Very dramatic. Very strong agricultural history up there, and definitely the accents, without doubt, as we will hear, have their feet very firmly planted on the ground. You know, if you get up there and stand on any of those hills or on the moors, you need your feet planted firmly on the ground, because if they're not, you know, you could go like that. And it gets into the mouth. I often think to myself, it's if you can actually imagine as an actor that cold air hitting the back of the throat every time you want to say something, it's that really biting air that comes off the North Sea that really opens you up and gives you the placement of the Yorkshire resonance. And that's the real roots of the sound. Because when you come down a little bit into West and South Yorkshire, it's a much flatter, more industrial landscape. And although it's sort of replete with wonderful old historical buildings and the mills and the steelworks and the mining industry, so it's sort of terrific in a different way, it's nevertheless, for the voices, a much flatter sound. And the voice you'll hear tends to bounce off concrete and brick. And you need to hold on. I think it's a very important thing for the actor to hold on to those resonances that he may have experienced from going up to North Yorkshire or to the Yorkshire Dales or even across to the Pennines when you move across that backbone of hills into Lancashire or Manchester or Cheshire.
Yes, because I think, I don't know about other actors, but I've often a bit confused as to what really a Yorkshire accent is. And I think probably in the past I've got away with doing a bit of a Manchester. And I think it's quite confusing.
I think that is a dilemma, because if you go to the west or to the east side of the Pennines, there are certain things about the dialects and the accents that are very similar. The flatness of the vowel sounds, often the attack on the consonants can be quite similar as well. And I always say to people, again, think climate. Much wetter in the west, and that makes the voice tend to be damper or more nasal. So even if you're in the industrial parts of Yorkshire, try and not push for nasality, because there'll be nasality there anywhere. Most of us have that to a certain extent these days, because we live mainly in urban and built-up areas. Breathing in your favourite natural smell is always a good stimulus for opening up the hatches at the back of the mouth and nose, and to keep experiencing that cold wind on the throat and the open space about you, and not to allow yourself to go too soft with the ends of your consonants, but to again hold on to the slightly grittier, slightly more brilliant quality of the consonants that you find in Yorkshire. Even though, obviously, with a younger accent, you're going to drop those T's a lot, you know, the tongue tip dance as such of North Yorkshire that we're going to hear in a minute has really flattened out, you know, they've put the tap shoes away. And what you've got is a loss of T's in final positions in words like night and that's that, where you get a soft glottal stop instead. And also when the T is a linking T between two words like a lot of and we've got another, and you hear a lot of and we've got another. So really, by holding on to the hardness of the consonants, it helps you stay with the roots of the accent. And of course, that whole thing with loss of T's is something that's happening all over the country. An exercise I often suggest to actors if they're practicing lines, you know, not maybe just for the accent, but, you know, for learning the lines, is if you've got a garden, get outside and dig your garden while you're doing it. And if you haven't got a garden, then get back into that wonderful old fashioned kneading dough. Make yourself some bread, bake some bread. And it's that physical movement that will get into the voice. You often hear in old dialects that have a very strong connection to the land, e.g. through farming, and indeed to the sea through fishing. You know, you hear this really visceral sound, and we've sort of lost a lot of that. And it,